This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And Conan, you have found a way to occupy yourself that is not sitting at home playing Go Fish with a cat.
Well, I have my garden. I have the basement that's still clean. There's lots and lots of projects. But, you know, sometimes I just got to sit down and escape. Escape this simulation and enter into another simulation. Wouldn't you know it, but there probably wasn't a Steam sale scheduled for this week and last week and probably this whole month. You usually got the fall and the summer and the Christmas sales. But for whatever reason, all kinds of games are cropping up on my wish list anyways. And one of them is a game called Crimson Land. I do believe I got it for 80% off just the other day. This is a game that came out in 2003. It's a top-down dual-stick shooter, and I used to play the crap out of it. It's just one of those games just to get away, play for 20 minutes to 30 minutes, and then you can just kind of get away from it. It's not like World of Warcraft, Aria, where you got to be there Friday night because your guild is there. They need you to be there because you're the healer or whatever the hell.
I haven't logged into my account in like 2 months.
Well, I haven't played Fallout in like 2 months, but this is perfect for me because.
Did you ever beat it? Or just put it aside? Fallout.
350 hours beat it?
Yeah, but you were doing all the other stuff.
Yeah, no, I didn't beat it, but I would say I got my money's worth.
Okay, fair enough.
But I've never finished the main quest in Skyrim. Ever.
Neither have I. But I have at least I have at least 300 hours of Skyrim as well.
Same. But never,
my character is so uber. I just walk around and I can just tap things, and it's like that's not fun. It's over. But anyways, Crimson Land is a top down shooter. It's dual stick. So back in the day, you had two sticks that you would control on your arcade or whatever. In this case, on the PC, you use your keyboard to move around like a tank, and you use your mouse to swirl around and shoot things.
Now, does it support dual stick now? Because I play a lot of games with a controller still. I mean, I'm not going to play a first-person shooter with a controller.
I scrolled through the options real quick, but I do believe there was the options to actually use a dual stick controller. But I'm not sure about that. I wouldn't want to. I like using the mouse to aim because it's just so much more precise. Yeah. But anyways, there's like 50 different weapons. So there's different play styles. If you like to run around with a minigun, you know, there you go. If you like run around with a bazooka, or, you know, there you go. It's just fun. It's cheap. I definitely recommend it. It's very, very bloody.
It's unfortunately no longer on sale at 80%.
Oh, bummer.
It's only
$13.99. I wouldn't pay anything over $5 for it.
Because it's not a ringing endorsement.
Because there's not a lot of. I mean, you're going to get your money's worth if you get it for $2, you're going to get your money's. $5, you're starting to. Of course,
this is also the guy who wouldn't pay $3 for a fire permit. So.
Some of you would enjoy this for $13.
I played a game over the weekend. I don't play a whole lot of games these days, but I came across there's a new Predator game that came out. Well, actually, it's coming out in April. It's called Predator Hunting Grounds, and it's apparently made by the same guys who made the Friday the 13th game that came out a couple of years ago. Did you hear about this game?
I didn't even hear about it.
No, I haven't seen any of this.
The Friday the 13th game looks really amazing. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of the movies, but I've seen a few over the years, and they were good
for the 80s.
Yeah, I mean, they're entertaining. They did a really great job in the Friday the 13th game of taking the sort of the atmosphere of the movies where you got the camp, what's it called? Camp... Voorhees or whatever it is. Camp Crystal Lake, that's what it is. And Jason Voorhees.
You know what? I never watched any of the Jason movies.
Really?
Uh-uh.
You got through the 80s survival and the 90s? Horror.
I had other things to watch.
I've been playing the remake of Resident Evil 2 lately,
no,
but this
it's not
like
really
something I might enjoy
well,
more.
Well, hold on. It's not really survival horror. And I've never played the Friday the 13th game, but I've watched plenty of other people playing it online because when it came out, I was curious about it. And what it is it's a multiplayer game. Where, and I think they finally came out with like a single player version of it, I think. But anyway, it's intended to be a multiplayer game where you got like 7 or 8 people playing counselors, which are like super weak, right? Like you're a teenager or whatever, you're just a human, you're just a counselor. And then you got Jason Voorhees, who's this like super hulking, supernatural creature who's got these supernatural abilities. And basically, if you encounter this guy alone, he's going to kill you. And so you have to use kind of teamwork as the humans in order to defeat Jason in this game. So it's sort of purposefully unbalanced, meaning that it's this one super powerful character versus all these little not so powerful
Played by another human
played
being.
Played by a human being.
So everyone
that's
gets
what
to,
I was about to ask. It's asynchronous multiplayer. Like what,
is that the name
with,
for it?
Yeah, what they did with, I don't know, the game where one person played an alien and the other three hunted the alien.
Yeah, this is kind
of
like
and
that.
And you have plenty of zombie games out there that do the same thing. You got your team, you got your powerful zombies.
Yeah, this is one powerful guy versus the other 7 or 8. And so the same team that made this Friday the 13th game now are doing a Predator game with the Predator movie license.
It looks pretty.
Where they've done a pretty good job of recreating sort of the feel of the original Predator movie where you can play as the humans or you can play as the Predator. In this case, you can only have 4 humans versus the Predator because, you know, you got guns as the humans in this game. And in the Friday the 13th, you don't have anything but like a baseball bat as a human there. So they did a really good job of kind of bringing the atmosphere of the movie into this game. You are up against other AI-controlled characters, and it's a little rough. It's still kind of in beta. It was like, you know, free play weekend, basically. It's their,
okay.
Like a weekend freebie where you can play it and kind of help them beta test it. But, I enjoyed it. You could play the Predator, and you get all the usual Predator weapons that he has, which is pretty cool.
I don't know what weapons the Predator has.
Well, they have the ability to... Have you not seen the movie?
I don't think I have.
Oh, my God.
I know I haven't seen Alien.
Jesus.
And I know that breaks the heart of everybody here, but yeah, I tried to watch it, but the volume was like 80s volume, so it was...
I think it's about as bad as Daryl.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
I want to watch Alien.
Alien's
to be
got
fair.
The Predator's got a spear. He's got his spikes. He's got his net.
Yeah, that's right.
He's got a little gun on his shoulder.
That's right, yeah.
He's got all kinds of good stuff. And he's camouflaged.
Well, and not only camouflage, but also, most importantly, the vision modes that he has. So you can turn on heat vision.
Yeah, you just remind me. I have seen Predator, in fact.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Which one, though?
The first one, right.
The one in the jungle?
The best
yeah.
one.
Yeah, that's the best one. That's what this game emulates, is that original film.
Okay.
And they do a pretty good job of it, I would say. And they really did a good job on that Friday the 13th game. That thing looks amazing.
It looks interesting. I'm curious whether or not anyone is still playing it, though.
I suspect they are. It's a well-done game, and it's not that old. It's only a couple years old.
I want to see this game, same crew, same jungle crew,
mm-hmm.
but with an alien.
Well, they've had Alien versus Predator games for years.
Or just add an alien to this game. So that you can have, maybe you can have an alien and a predator
well,
out there.
Well, they've had Alien versus Predator games for years, Conan.
Yeah, if you search Predator on Steam, that's what you get, is like several Alien versus Predator.
That's kind of where I was going with it.
Well,
I mean,
I'm telling you, check it out. They've been making Alien versus Predator games for various different platforms, including computer, for 2 decades. For longer than that, actually. More than 2 decades, like 2.5 decades. I think the original Alien versus Predator games were coming out for like the Super Nintendo and the Atari Jaguar in the mid-1990s.
Yep.
But this is actually like the first real Predator game since the early 90s. Because every other game has had the alien in it, actually, Conan. This is what makes this one different, is it's purely a Predator property.
It's a pure Predator.
Yeah. So, I had fun with it.
Sounds like it'll be worth checking out.
Is it worth $40?
I don't know.
And is it a Steam available, or is it only...
Well, it's not released yet.
It's not out yet.
Epic Games.
It was at Epic Games this weekend. I don't know who's going to have it when it finally comes out.
Well, if Epic Games has it now, they won't relinquish it. They'll still have it.
Okay. I don't know if I like playing with other players anymore, other people.
Well, the nice thing about it was like what made me think of it, though, Conan, was that it's quick. So the matches don't last any longer than 15 minutes.
Good.
So you can be in and out, and if you want to play a few of them in an hour, you're done at that point.
Octopath Traveler recently released on PC.
This is an RPG game, correct?
Yeah, supposedly made in the style of Final Fantasy VI.
I've heard it's excellent.
I have too, but I've also heard people say that it's not actually that much like Final Fantasy VI, so I don't know how I feel about it. Really?
Nope.
It has the best music in video gaming.
Okay.
By far.
Didn't you name yourself after one of them?
Seven.
No, after six.
The girl who got killed.
No, that's Eris. Aria de Mesnokeretir is the opera in Final Fantasy VI.
Oh, my bad.
Yep. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. That's 855-450-FREE.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at mark@freetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. mark@freetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, mark@freetalklive.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and Fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And have you heard of Intercoin? Intercoin is working to make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. If you missed your opportunity to get in on Bitcoin from the start, then here's your chance to join what might be the next revolution in money. Check out intercoin.org, and if you like what you see, pick up some of these coins for yourself. Just as the internet is a global network that connects local networks, Intercoin is a global currency platform that enables communities around the world to issue and manage their own currency so they can circulate it among their local population. Check out intercoin.org, that's intercoin.org, and our listeners must know that Free Talk Live received $40,000 worth of tokens by Intercoin Inc. for advertising, but it's an awesome project, very capable and very flexible, intercoin.org. Let's go to the phones. We've got John calling from Nebraska. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to mention some stuff about the stress of all this. You know, I think it's changed a lot of people's routines, you know, with work and everything, and that people are, you know, essential, non-essential, and people are really grumpy, and, you know, people being having to stay at home all the time, you know, I don't know. It's a really bad situation.
Well, they don't have to stay at home all the time. The government said they needed to, but they don't really have to.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I go out and I support my 24-hour business out here. You know, I just drive out there and I get something. You know, I like, you know, shopping at night. Kind of weird. But
I'm surprised they're even open 24 hours right now. I mean, Walmart isn't even open 24 hours now. A lot of these 24 – Walgreens also no longer 24 hours. A lot of these 24-hour companies have completely gotten rid of that.
Yeah. I'm talking like gas stations and truck stops and stuff, mm-hmm. but –
Some of our gas stations are no longer 24 hours.
I heard that.
I hear the Cumberland Farms here, which has always been.
Cumberland Farms went to non.
I heard they're closing at midnight.
Wow.
Well, you know, here we're about like maybe 2 or 3 weeks behind you guys. Like whatever, like when I'm listening to you guys, it's kind of like I hear what's going on there. I know it's coming here eventually, but you know, I noticed that the law enforcement, you know, out here, I noticed there's more sheriffs driving around, and I don't know if they know people are at home, so they're serving them papers to go to court or something, but...
Court's canceled.
That's kind of what I think, you know, I don't know, but it just seems kind of weird, like they're more...
Well, maybe, maybe there aren't more sheriffs around, maybe you just see them more often because there are fewer other vehicles on the road.
No, because I've seen the same thing here, because I'm always looking out for all law enforcement for multiple reasons.
Well, but so am I, and I haven't seen any more than usual.
I see them all the time, locals, stadies, and sheriffs.
I normally see them all the time.
No, I mean, I've seen... There's triple effect at least.
I've seen fewer.
No. Huh.
I've barely seen cops driving around.
I'm going to sound really crazy here, but the helicopters flying above, I know that they're probably using their infrared or their heat, how they can look inside people's houses or whatever. I have a feeling that that's probably what they're doing at night. It just seems kind of weird. It's all, like, I've never heard so many helicopters flying over before. I mean, I don't know. I don't know, but thanks for taking my call.
Hey, thanks for sharing how you're feeling, man. I really appreciate hearing from you.
Yeah, wait till they have the drones out. Like, wait till our...
That's happening in California.
Well, no, wait till our team, some lawmaker decides, hey, we need more drones to with speakers on them to fly around and yell at people in the parks or in the city square. So they don't have to send law enforcement out to you guys at city square? They'll send the drone and it'll be flying.
That's fine. Drones are super easy to ignore.
What was I hearing about? There's some kind of like a net gun or something where you can shoot it at a drone.
There is indeed.
You need like an EMP gun.
It's a special type of shotgun shell. I think they're like $11.99 a piece. Yeah. Well, we talked about it on the air. And it loads up just like any other shotgun shell, except it doesn't shoot shot.
Are there any available? Or are they all sold out like every other gun in this country?
I would imagine there are some available. I don't know. If I had occasion to purchase some, I would have purchased them long before today.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll wait till some council member here in Keene decides that we need a drone to swoop around and yell at people who
are... So you're
going
to wait until you actually need to use it and then not have it.
I have
guns... And you're the prepper in the room, making the garden.
I have guns that will do the damage. It's just I'll probably get in trouble for shooting them in the middle of the city.
Well, but yeah. You can acquire a drone... If you take it down with a net,
right,
then it's your drone.
Well, it may break on the way down. You know, it might crash. Yeah. But regardless, if you're shooting a net shotgun shell, then it's not going to, like, land over in your neighbor's window. And, you know, it's not going to be as dangerous to other human beings.
This is true.
So.
Also a valid point.
And we don't have a drone yet.
Not yet.
Don't give them any ideas, Conan.
There was one on Main Street the other day.
Wait,
it may have been a civilian.
I would hope so. I
know there was a drone on Main Street.
Probably civilian getting, like, an empty shot, you know, like, complete dead shot of what.
Yeah, I know Pregent, one of the, he's the son, he has a drone, but he uses it as his business. He actually flies around and gets shots for anyone who wants aerial shots of downtown Keene and stuff. So I know that there is a guy who has a drone.
There are plenty of reasons to have a drone. Also, unrelated, you can buy a $700 flamethrower that attaches to a drone.
That's awesome.
It will, 12-meter flame.
Yeah, but how much fuel can that thing handle? I mean, it
can't be much.
Probably a couple of seconds.
How much fuel do you need it to handle? Not that much.
I need it to catch someone on fire.
I don't think it'll take much flaming fuel to achieve that
effect. Well, that's the other thing. A lot of these drones, they don't go very far as like the battery goes dead pretty quick from what I understand on drones.
I want my man-made, I want a drone that can handle my weight so I can fly to and from work.
You want a personal aerial vehicle.
In style, yes.
FAA doesn't like that.
No, they don't.
And I can't say I blame you, but if you find a drone that can handle your weight, absolutely let me know, because that sounds like something I would have a lot of fun
with. Oh, yeah.
So, in other news, a man in... I have to find it again. I assumed it was Florida. It doesn't appear to have been Florida.
Florida man.
It was. I had a Florida story pulled up, so I was
Washington.
Like, yep, that's got to be Florida, but it's actually Washington. So, a man allegedly teaching his dog to drive was arrested after leading troopers on a high-speed chase.
You see, coronavirus, you see, this is what quarantine does to you. It drives you stir-crazy, and the next thing you know, you're out on a highly populated highway teaching your dog new tricks.
It didn't seem to work out very well for him. But, you know, I hadn't really considered that aspect of it. That's very likely the case. This guy had just been sitting at home for 2 weeks, bored, smoking pot, and suddenly he goes,
"Whoa,
I bet I could teach you how to drive."
No, you know what it was? He binge-watched this new stupid Tiger King, or whatever it is, this documentary about the tiger collectors.
I keep hearing about it. I don't know what it is.
I'm just thinking about skipping it, because it's
everybody's
like
talking about it, it's like the new fad.
So anyways, he sees the new show. They're teaching tigers how to jump through flaming hoops and stuff. He's like, "I can do that, but I don't have a tiger. Oh, I have a dog. Let's go.
I don't have a flaming hoop, but I have a car."
Exactly.
I mean, if you teach the dog how to drive, it could drive you places, and that'd be awesome.
Exactly.
So Sunday, a man was arrested after leading troopers on a high-speed chase with his dog sitting in the driver's seat.
Well, then it wasn't he who was leading the troopers on the chase.
Exactly.
Excellent point. He was driving very erratically, so erratically that multiple people called 911. Did they arrest the dog? Though, that's going to be the question here. What do you think? Should they have arrested the dog or the man? 855-450-3733.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Local.bitcoin.com.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward Liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the Liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says help is coming for small business owners. Today, the Treasury Department and Small Business Administration announced further details on the Paycheck Protection Program, which was made possible by the $2 trillion relief bill I signed into law last week. These loans will be forgiven as long as businesses keep paying their workers. This includes sole proprietors and independent contractors.
White House Coronavirus Task Force member Dr. Anthony Fauci says Americans should prepare for 100,000 people to die from the coronavirus.
As sobering a number as that is, we should be prepared for it. Is it going to be that much? I hope not, and I think the more we push on the mitigation, the less likelihood it would be that number.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Carly.
And hopefully, you're free to travel. And you can join liberty-minded people, volunteerists, anarchists, libertarians, from June the 29th until July the 5th for Fort Fest 2020 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Happening the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, Fort Fest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. It also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June the 29th until July the 5th. And we're better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire. You can just relax and go camping, or you can create whatever experience or event you want others to have. But if you're planning an event, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with other Fort Festers via the unofficial Telegram chat or the Fort Fest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Again, that's forkfest.party. I don't expect Rogers Campground to close unless they are absolutely forced to by law.
They're not going to do it on their own. They would have to be forced. And the question is, would they comply?
Well, most businesses will comply, as we've seen. They'll do what they're told.
I don't know how libertarian Rogers Campground really is, despite...
He just wants to make money.
Yeah.
Yep.
But the Porcupine Freedom Festival and Forkfest is when they make their money.
For the most part, yeah.
Yeah. So, as far as we're aware, it's still
it's
happening.
On. Yeah.
Yeah, it's on. It's going to be a party. So go to forkfest.party to find out all about it. It's going to be great.
It may be the only fun thing you do all year at this point. Because this year has really just blown.
Yeah. It,
blown chunks.
It started badly with possibilities of World War III, and it just went downhill from there.
Well, I mean, I guess this is better than World War III, but not by much.
Now, World War III is what's going to get us out of the Depression.
What?
The Depression we're going to go into.
See?
How the hell is that going to happen? You can't get...
The same thing that happened in World War II.
You're absolutely correct, and that now bothers me. Thanks, Kyle.
And no, I'm not saying that that was actually what got us out of the Depression, but that's what the history books have told us.
You. Yeah.
But yeah, that's what's going to happen. And it's probably going to be China. It might be Russia. But it's going to be someone over there.
As long as China ships me the clothes that I've ordered first.
You better better get on it. Better order them now.
I've already ordered them. That's the part that's driving me nuts about this stupid virus, is that some of this stuff was ordered weeks ago.
Yeah. I have some delays myself.
I'm waiting on something from China.
And it's still just showing shipping label has been created.
It hasn't even gone out yet.
Don't pop the bubble wrap. You'll get the Wuhan flu. It's in the bubble wrap air.
I'm going to make a TikTok video of me rolling around in the bubble wrap to pop it just for you.
What's your TikTok name?
I don't have TikTok.
Oh, okay.
But I guess I will.
Everyone else is getting on board on that train.
What a successful
and Zoom,
advertising.
Too. I never heard of TikTok, never heard of Zoom. This week.
I knew about Zoom, but TikTok was that's an example of successful advertising right there.
Yeah.
They just convinced people that it was already being heavily used and that it was already popular. They did this by paying Facebook massive amounts of money for advertising space.
Did they really?
And it worked. People began actually downloading it and using it.
Not me. Boycotting. I'm going to boycott it.
I'm not boycotting it. I just don't care enough to. I mean, I'm on enough crap as it is.
Yeah, I tried it and then I quit. I got off it.
Yeah, I don't see much point in adding another Snapchat.
It's mostly young people like singing songs and that's kind of lame.
Yes.
But I did find a trucker who tells a bunch of dirty jokes and I enjoyed his channel.
I think the only thing I've seen from it is that boomer girl, which is so cringy.
Is it an old lady?
No, it's a young girl with big old boobs. She's got a Bernie shirt on. And she's
Vincent showed me her.
This, God, it's cringy.
Yeah.
But if that's what it is, I don't want any part of this new platform. It's not for me. I'm too old.
So we're advocates of Bitcoin here. And we think it's probably a better store of value for your wealth long term than the dollar. But not everyone agrees. Among those is Peter Schiff and some other person who has decided that Bitcoin is, what was the phrase they used?
The title of this story at Laurentius.com is cryptocurrency. So not just Bitcoin, but all cryptocurrencies are detrimental to society.
Of course it is. That just makes all the sense in the world.
That's like arguing that freedom is detrimental to society.
Some people would make that argument, especially now. I bet more people would make that argument now than ever before.
Yeah, look at those
without
guys.
Without having the self-awareness to realize that the only reason they can say that is because they have the freedom to make
speech.
That argument.
Look at those knuckleheads who go to Central Square every night and group together in 10.
You talking about us?
Look at all the freedom they have and look at what it's doing. It's making us all sick.
Right.
Oh, we got to do something about that. Trump, where's my man?
I did see a lot of that. What I put in my initial statement about it was that, you know, these are people I see almost every day anyway.
Mm-hmm.
There's no additional risk of exposure to me by being out on Central Square.
Well, the argument would be that, well, you don't see them every day. Some of them you only see once a week. And how many other people have they seen during the week? Maybe they've seen a bunch of people. You don't know who they've seen. And now you're in contact with them again, and you're picking up whatever little nasties they've picked up. But again, your choice. It's your choice to associate and take those risks. And you taking those risks doesn't put somebody who's cloistered themselves off in their closet, in their bedroom, at risk.
But listen, Mr. Freedom Man, you're putting the old boomers at risk. You're putting the immunocompromised at risk. You are dangerous to them.
I didn't see a single old person when we were there at the square. It was just people who were under the age of 45.
Yeah, there were no old people there.
You and your reason.
Yeah.
More
I don't
lies.
Think anyone there was immunocompromised.
Who knows?
I mean, ideally, an immunocompromised person would not have come.
Probably not.
So,
before we get into the cryptocurrency, I just found something.
Yeah.
Regarding the last story about the dog driving the car.
Uh-huh.
All right, so here, look at this. I don't know how Washington driving laws work, but in New Hampshire, teens, children who are at least 15 and a half years are permitted to practice driving as long as he or she is supervised by a parent, guardian, or driving instructor.
Now, does it specify humans?
What is
I mean, 15 years old is really old for a dog.
It says teens. Yeah, but 15 in dog years?
Oh.
What are you getting at, Conan?
In New Hampshire, it could be legal to teach a dog how to drive as long as you're in the vehicle with the dog.
Exactly.
If the dog's over 15 and a half.
It's your fur baby.
But it doesn't specify human years.
It just says teens. It doesn't say human.
Okay.
All right, well, here's the thing. Here's the catch. The supervising adult will be liable for any violations or neglect of the teen driver.
You're not reading the RSAs, Conan. You're reading from some website. I guarantee you the RSAs use the term person.
All right. Well,
child.
I'm going to have to go to the RSA because I was starting to think I was going to teach my dog that I don't own.
I mean, you should do this anyway.
This is the perfect time to do it. There's no one on the highways.
Just let me know so that I can...
I will videotape it all.
Okay. I will laugh from a distance.
I'll upload it to TikTok.
There you go.
So tell us about cryptocurrencies, Ian.
So we've seen a zillion hit pieces against Bitcoin over the years, right? Like there's a counter
online.
Yeah,
they never stop.
Yeah, there's a counter online of how many times Bitcoin has been pronounced dead, for instance, and it keeps going. But this is a hit piece against all cryptocurrencies. And it's written on a site that I've never heard of, Laurentius.com, real basic looking blog. But on the right hand side, there's like pictures of servers, some of the other posts here are about projects about like storage fan control. They've got links to like Linux and so clearly it's like a geek website. It's a geek who wrote this.
So this is a tech person who's about to take an attack on
cryptocurrency. Yeah. So how would you explain the inner workings of Bitcoin to a person in simple, understandable terms? And then he's got a little graphic here of a tweet by somebody saying, imagine if keeping your car idling 24/7 produced solved Sudokus you could trade for heroin.
Yeah, I've seen that joke before.
It's kind of funny.
It is.
And we'll get into what he has to say about it coming up.
But, I mean, imagine you can use it to buy a burger, or to buy cigarettes, or to buy a Monster.
You can't
like
hear.
I did today. So it's not just Sudoku puzzles to buy heroin. It has totally legitimate purposes. 855-450-3733.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Ian.
And Conan, and my dreams are shattered.
What happened?
The RSA does define teen as a person. So no training my dog that I don't own to drive my truck.
I'm unfortunately not surprised, but I do want to say thank you to Gary, who is tonight's amplifier. He's a silver amplifier, which
thanks,
means
Gary.
Yeah, thank you, Gary. Which means he contributes $10 per month to the amp program. Of course, we don't ask that much. All we ask is $5 per month. You can find out more about it at amp.freetalklive.com.
Wait, did you say he was silver or gold?
Silver.
That's $5 a month.
Oh, it goes silver, gold, and then platinum.
That's it.
Okay.
So $5, $10, $25.
Okay. Cool.
Still appreciated.
It's yeah, still absolutely. Great. It's still great. But check it out at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. So if you like Free Talk Live, if you like what you're doing, what we're doing, then you might consider contributing to the AMP program. You get access to a number of cool little features like the AMP-only chat room on our Discord server, the AMP-only Facebook group, and even an AMP-only call-in line that you can find at discord.freetalklive.com. So many URLs in my head.
Yeah.
So, thank you, Gary. Check it out. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
And you can amp with Bitcoin, which is yet another use for cryptocurrency. We're in a story here from LouRentius.com where he's going to attack not just Bitcoin, but all cryptocurrencies. So, he starts with that joke about keeping your car idling 24/7, producing solved Sudokus you could trade for heroin. And he says, this explanation seems perfect to me because it illustrates some seriously problematic aspects of cryptocurrencies in one sentence. It captures the unimaginable energy waste of mining cryptocurrencies, and it also captures the dark side of cryptocurrencies facilitating crime. And he puts that in italics.
I mean, hasn't even the federal government denounced that line?
What do you mean?
Saying that, you know, it's not actually that used in crime. Didn't we read a stat from, like, the Department of someone or other?
I mean, I've seen statistics, but I don't know if the federal government's providing them.
Well, one of its many hands.
What are your statistics claim?
I've seen estimates that only about 1% of crypto is used in, like, buying drugs and crime and things like that. How they get those numbers, I don't know. But he goes on, at this point, cryptocurrency enthusiasts are rolling their eyes and sighing. The point has been made many times over. I know, I'm definitely not the first to criticize cryptocurrencies this way. He says, though, I do have a simple challenge. Can you please show me the benefit to society of cryptocurrencies? Please, don't come up with theoretical or future possibilities. Cryptocurrencies have existed for 11 years. As though that's some long amount of time, right? Like 11 years in the history of money is... Nothing.
This is infancy right here.
Yeah. But anyway, going on, he says, they should have something to show for right now. After many hours of reading up on the topic, I have not been able to find any tangible benefits that would justify the effort and resources spent on them. The downsides of cryptocurrency are an entirely different manner. They are very, very clear to me, but let's not go there directly. What fun would that be? So he does ask the question, can you please show me the benefit to society of cryptocurrencies? Do you want to take a crack at it? And he wants it to be today, not the future of, like, defeating the Federal Reserve or the future of ending fiat currency.
Well, I would say that people being able to buy drugs illegally on the dark web safely... without risking getting shot by an irate drug dealer,
yep.
while having some level of certainty that what they're getting is legitimate, has been a positive thing for society.
That alone is life-saving, literally, what you just described.
And the ease and the quickness of payment, the fact that the transfer of the currency going through the interwebs.
Sure. Well, anytime you can cut out the middleman, whether it's in business or whatever.
I love it.
Anytime you can cut out the middleman, you should. Because the middleman's just there taking some money off the top and moving the thing to the next person, right?
The middleman always takes their cut, for sure.
Yeah, so in this case, the middleman is the banks and the government, and that's what the direct payments of cryptocurrency allow you to do, which means that business owners get to collect 100% of what the you know, the sale is. So that's an immediate benefit right there. I mean, if you mentioned some of the businesses here in Keene, New Hampshire that accept cryptocurrency, Aria. If those businesses had a significant portion of sales in cryptocurrency, they've got a small portion right now, but if they had a significant portion, that would be significant savings, because otherwise they'd be using credit cards with customers.
With what is it, 3% every purchase?
At least. And then it's usually there's like a quarter per sale on top of the 3%, so the smaller purchases get hit even harder.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why a lot of businesses won't even do it. If they take credit cards, they'll tell you you got to have at least $5 or $10 on there, or we're not going to sell it to you. Whatever it is,
yeah,
because they're going to lose all their profits if you buy like a $2 bag of candy with a credit card, something like that. So those are some immediate benefits right there. Cutting out the middleman, you cut out Western Union. You know, talk about international remittances. These things are multi-billion dollar industries, sending money from, family in the United States to family in Mexico or in India or wherever.
Well, how about, those financial institutions that you're mentioning blocking payments?
As
middlemen, they put themselves there as gatekeepers, and they will slam that gate on you.
And they're doing the government's bidding by doing that as well, keeping certain people out of those systems. So let me go on with his critique. He says, as I see it, cryptocurrencies are entangled in a desperate search for a problem to solve. Well, we already gave you a few different examples there, buddy. They are the answer to a question nobody asked. Well, obviously that's false, because there's literally billions and hundreds of billions of dollars in value in cryptocurrencies. So they're obviously an answer to a lot of things.
Absolutely.
And most of them have nothing to do with committing crime. Many cryptocurrency advocates see the decentralized distributed nature of cryptocurrencies as a tangible benefit. Cryptocurrencies are most often not controlled by any government or single entity.
That's true.
Aside from whether this is true in practice, and it is, they seem to imply that it's a bad thing that governments control their own currencies. Well, last time I checked, governments control their currencies to keep them as stable as possible.
Do they?
No, just you wait, buddy.
Or is it their secret banker friends, like the Fed, controlling everything?
He says, frankly, that actually sounds like exactly what I would want from a currency. Stability. And here we have...
Yeah, so use gold, then.
Well, yeah, I mean, gold is definitely way more stable than crypto.
Does he want stability, or does he want stability in value? Does he want stability as a currency, or stability as a value?
He wants stability. You know, he wants to feel safe.
By the way, when was this published?
3 days ago.
Really? Well, I mean, he's going to be probably whistling a different tune in the next month.
Well, but the thing is, after a month, the dollar's still going to buy probably most of what
all
it
buys. The toilet paper you can buy.
But a year down the line, a few years, who knows? But the thing, see, this is an example of what people are being pandered to by governments and media, right? Like, we've talked about this earlier tonight to come back to the corona thing. People are afraid. They want somebody to tell them that everything's going to be okay. They want some leader, some great man, Cuomo, for instance, to look to, you know, make sure that somebody's doing something about this, that everything's going to be okay. And the same thing, he's desiring stability out of a currency in the same way that people desire safety in every aspect of their lives. He says you can call cryptocurrencies many things, but stable is definitely not one of them. Cryptocurrencies are highly volatile. In CryptoCoin, a loaf of bread could suddenly cost twice as much as the day before. No, that's not true. That's not true. It's still the same value. The price of the loaf of bread hasn't doubled from one day to the next. The value of the cryptocurrency might have changed. So, I mean, from one aspect, you could say it's double if the price of crypto has gone and dropped by half, but the loaf of bread is still worth what a loaf of bread is worth. Anyway, he says, although they haven't seen any significant adoption as a payment method due to their volatility, it has seen
that's
adoption.
Not true at all. Valve accepted Bitcoin very briefly, and the only reason they stopped was because of the very high transaction fees
that's
that occurred
true.
In 2018, I think. And Valve is a big deal. They're a major player.
Microsoft accepted it.
Really?
Dell Computers.
Newegg accepts it.
Mm-hmm. That's right. It has seen adoption in less stable countries where it's basically the lesser of two evils. He says, you know things are bad if a volatile cryptocurrency is a safer option than the native currency of your country. And that's true as well.
That is a true statement.
He's
just wait,
wrong.
Dude.
Yeah.
Just wait until those $1,200 checks don't do enough.
Wait until they don't buy a bag of dog food.
Yeah.
You know?
But you can go into Walmart with your Bitcoin and buy it.
He thinks it can't happen here.
They always think that.
Oh, that's for Venezuela and those third world banana republics. It can't happen here. We've got smarter politicians. what do they think? That the United States is this exceptional place, right? Like that it's different somehow than the rest of the world.
We have Paul Krugman. He wouldn't lie to me.
I'll post the full article on our Twitter at twitter.freetalklive.com, our Mastodon at toot.freetalklive.com, and our Telegram channel at telegram.freetalklive.com.
Excellent.
Read the rest.
And, you know, if you get bored, head on over to freetalklive.com to check out the show archives there going back more than 10 years. And if you really like it, you might consider checking out amp.freetalklive.com. Thanks for listening. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.